Welcome to the VA Health Systems Research Investigator Insights podcast series.
This is Maria Hecht with the Center for Information Dissemination and Education Resources, a VA Health Systems Research Resource Center. And this morning, I'm talking with Ryan Sterling of the Seattle-Denver Center for Innovation. And we're going to be discussing the evaluation of EHR modernization and clinician burnout. Ryan, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me. My background is in health services research. I went through a PhD program at the University of Washington in their Department of Health Services Research. I started working with the VA, the COIN Center in Seattle, as a student, and enjoyed the work that they did and my colleagues there so much that a job opened up as a research specialist, primarily a quantitative analyst, and I jumped at the chance to continue the work that I had been doing. So I've been with the Seattle COIN in a research analyst role for about 5 years. And during that time, primarily I've been working on research oriented towards recruitment and retention of the healthcare workforce in the VA, particularly, you know, primary care physicians. Over the last year or two, that work has expanded a bit as my project team has delved into the electronic health record modernization process. So now we're looking at a wide span of health workforce outcomes, for example, burnout and turnover as it relates to the EHRM.
What drew you to physician recruitment and clinical and provider recruitment, and what interests you about burnout specifically?
Edwin Wong at the COIN Center, who was a great person and a great researcher, was doing that work. So I kind of, my inroad to that area of research was kind of via that conduit. But I mean, in general, I feel like clinicians and their well-being are the first line of defense for the care of veterans. And you know, outside of the VA, of course, like all of us, the VA integrated health system is so wide. There are so many kind of learnings that we can hopefully apply to like the wider healthcare landscape.
To say the least, the EHR modernization and the EHR rollout has been challenging. Were there specific factors connected to how complicated the rollout has been that were related to burnout?
The specific work that I did quantifying the effects of electronic health record modernization on burnout among VA clinicians is one small slice of a larger research project that is looking at the effect of EHRM on a number of workforce outcomes, burnout being one of them. I will say that it is a mixed methods project, so that quantifying the effect of EHRM on burnout and other workforce outcomes is one piece of the pie. The other part of this project is more qualitative in nature, and it is looking at those more specific factors that can be tied to EHRM and its effect on burnout. That qualitative piece of the puzzle is still ongoing. But I can speak to the wider kind of research base regarding specific elements.
What are some of the quantitative factors that you're looking at? Not necessarily results if you don't have them, if it's still early days, but what are some of the specific factors that you were trying to consider?
In terms of specific factors that we can connect to the complexity of the EHR rollout and how it directly impacts burnout, I would say prior research specific to the VA and also in general, like EHRM processes nationwide, a number of factors could contribute to burnout. I'll just speak high level to a few of them. So one is poor top-down communication. The EHR rollouts are very complicated, especially in an integrated health system like the VA, where you have multiple sites and each has its own leadership structures and organizational nuances. So just communicating with clinicians who are going to be directly impacted by the EHR adoption process is very challenging. If that communication breaks down, that can absolutely be a factor contributing to burnout in the process. Another big factor is negative EHR training experiences for staff. You don't feel like you're trained well in what you're supposed to do to help your patients. That's going to be really stressful. I imagine VA leadership individual sites, and then also the third party EHR contractor in this case are kind of thinking about lessons learned to make EHR training better moving forward.
So let's dig into your specifics and what you've been seeing so far.
What we did is we quantified the effects of electronic health record modernization on burnout among frontline clinicians of the VA. And we did this by kind of leveraging the staggered rollout of the EHR adoption across individual VA sites. And by doing that, we were able to model the evolving nature of EHRM at VA as it applies to burnout over time. So we considered five current go-live sites that went, quote-unquote, got go-live between October 2020 and June 2022. And ultimately, we observed that the effects on burnout were heterogeneous. They varied across individual go-live groups and also over time, and that overall those changes in burnout were kind of mild, which, to be honest, it was kind of surprising because prior research specific to those EHRM sites, primarily consisting of interviews and qualitative surveys, have generally found elevated rates of burnout among clinicians at those EHRM sites. So speaking for myself, I kind of anticipated our findings to mirror that more qualitative work, but we found that effects varied across those five go-live sites that we looked at, and that those changes were kind of mild. Depending on the grouping of sites that we looked at, we're looking at increases or decreases of burnout of around 3%. We used a difference in difference modeling approach with multiple time periods. So we are comparing adjusted changes in burnout between EHRM sites and non-EHRM sites. But speculating why our work may have found kind of
that milder result.
I think it makes a lot of sense to think about how different occupations, different clinical roles interact with the EHR. We did account or adjust rather for kind of high level provider type differences. So we considered high level categories of provider types such as physicians, nurses, other clinical providers, but there's a lot of detail within that.
And variation, too.
And variation, right. Yeah. So, and it's the next stage of our research is to look more closely about if that differences in clinical role and occupation kind of moderate that relationship between EHR adoption and burnout. That's one potential factor that may explain some of those differences in research findings. I think also prior research has primarily consisted of qualitative interviews or qualitative research in general. And, you know, there could be some bias there in regards to who you're interviewing. But by the same token, for my project, our primary data source was the VA All-Employee Survey. It's the most robust measure of burnout that we have available to us in the VA. But by the same token, there could be bias in regards to who responds to that.
There may be people who are more likely to respond
Correct.
To it. You may not have as deep and rich a pool of the particular providers you're looking for.
And certainly not to take anything away from prior qualitative work. The primary findings there has been that EHRM has been profoundly disruptive to clinicians.
You know, it's going to be interesting over time to see whether that is a peak early on and then it levels out and people kind of adapt to the system. So for you and the team and your contributions and your elements of it, as well as the wider body of work the team is doing, if you could wave your magic wand and have a specific outcome or an impact, an actual system impact, what would that be?
In the best all possible worlds, our hope is that, you know, learnings from our body of research will really help the VA to address those drivers of employee burnout and other important workforce outcomes that are directly attributable to EHRM. You know, we interact with a lot of VA operational leaders, and they are deeply committed to protecting the well-being of VA clinicians during and after the EHRM process. But there's not too much data-driven guidance out there for leadership to rely on to intervene when things go wrong. Our hope is that the study team can provide leaders with some of those data-driven insights to help better ensure the success of EHRM and also to make mid-course corrections. And, you know, ultimately, above and beyond anything else, the hope is that this will ultimately help veterans because a healthy and engaged workforce is really essential.
So a couple of quick general questions. So why VA and what keeps you here? What gets you up in the morning?
My background is in social work. Mm-hmm. And I think early on in my clinical practice, I realized that service is very important to me. Helping organizations that serve others is particularly important to me. And I quickly discovered that I am better suited to help organizations that serve in need populations is really kind of that combination of what I am good at and where my passion is. I love the work that the VA does. I think it's very important. We serve 9 million veterans annually, and we employ about 400,000 medical providers and clinical support staff. So there's plenty of work to be done. It's a huge system to support. So there's that piece of it. And then I love the people that I work with. Mm-hmm. They're like-minded people who are service-oriented, and they're so smart and they're so talented, and that's really what keeps me at the VA.
Ryan, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding recording may not necessarily reflect current or yet to be implemented formal VA policy. To learn more about this work, visit the VA Health Systems Research website at www.hsrd.research.va.gov.